Stadium development. Spurs arena team names Bartlett Cock, Mortensen for 1.3B downtown project. Joint venture begins pre-construction planning as the Spurs proposed arena moves into early site analysis, cost estimating, and constructability review. Early site and infrastructure planning is beginning for the San Antonio Spurs proposed downtown arena, with newly selected construction managers, Texas-based Bartlett Cock General Contractors, and Minneapolis-based Mortensen leading the pre-construction effort. The joint venture, named AUG 26 to the project team, joins arena architect Overland International, master planner Sasaki, and development partner Marquee Development, according to Spurs Sports and AMP Entertainment, SS and AMP E. CAA Icon is serving as project manager, Pape Dawson as civil engineer, and MP Studio as local landscape architect for the district master plan. The $1.03 billion arena is planned as the centerpiece of San Antonio's broader sports and entertainment district, which also includes a Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center expansion, Alamodome upgrades, and hemisphere area improvements. Bixar County has committed $311 million toward the arena, San Antonio has proposed up to $489 million, and Spurs Sports and AMP Entertainment would cover the balance, including cost overruns. Bartlett Cock brings nearly 7 decades of experience building in San Antonio and South Texas, says James Anderson, the firm's chairman and CEO. We're looking at this project to be one that's for San Antonio, by San Antonio, Anderson says. Bartlett Cock and Mortensen are entering the project as a formal joint venture, a pairing about 18 months in the making that combines Mortensen's national NBA and professional sports venue experience with Bartlett Cock's long history in the region. The firms vetted cultural alignment early, particularly around field operations and project support, before committing to the structure, Anderson says. It's not that certain aspects get parted out to one contractor or the other. We're truly joined, he says, adding that management, field operations, estimating, and other support services are integrated rather than divided by scope. SS and AMP E ran a formal selection process for construction management services after bringing on its architecture, design, and program management teams, Anderson says. The Bartlett Cock Mortensen joint venture submitted its proposal in early June, interviewed in early July, and was selected shortly afterward. The firms spent considerable time studying the downtown site, its construction constraints, and the many stakeholders around it before submitting their proposal, he says. Anderson was among speakers at the AUG 17 City Council meeting, when members voted 6-5 against putting the city's proposed $489 million arena contribution before voters in November. Members who opposed the second vote said Bixar County voters had already signaled support for the project by approving the county funding measure in November 2025. Those of us in construction understand something very practical about projects of this scale. Uncertainty has cost, Anderson says. Companies plan for years in advance. People are hired and trained. Design teams are at work. Material and equipment decisions are made. The joint venture has held its kickoff and is moving into formal pre-construction, Anderson says. The Spurs and design team are working with geotechnical, civil, and site consultants to better understand subsurface conditions, including the potential for karst features. Bartlett Cock and Mortensen are coming in during the concept phase to provide constructability review and early cost estimating as the arena design develops, he says. No construction start date has been set, and acquisition of the University of Texas at San Antonio's Institute of Texan Cultures site remains in progress ahead of a University of Texas System Board of Regents meeting in November. SS and AMP E is targeting an opening for the 2030-2033 NBA season.